Well, boys and girls, we had a marvellous day, grown-ups as well, at the Sunday school picnic yesterday. The sun shone, the food was great, we had good fun playing all the different games, competitions, team sports, the potted sports. And we finished off the day, of course, with a tug of war. Who won the tug of war? I forget. Who won? Who? The men. Oh. We did best out of three. Three out of three. There we are. Well, I've brought along, it's not a tug of war rope this morning, but it is a piece of cord. I need a couple of volunteers to come out and help me this morning. Okay, you two, them are the fastest. Right, out you come. Yes, yes, ma'am. Out you come. You see, like every magician does, it's just an ordinary piece of cord. It's got a knot in it holding it together. So what I'd like you to do is hold it just with your fingers and pull it nice and tight. In fact, hold it like that. It's probably easier to hold it like that. Right, pull it nice and tight. Right, third volunteer. Okay, out you come. Right, these two are pulling this bit of cord. What I want you to come round this side so everyone can see you. It's very simple what I want you to do. What I want you to do is to climb through the gap. There's two bits of string there. Can you climb through the gap?
Up there.
No, through the gap in the string.
This bit.
Yes, that bit. But no, that's underneath that. It. No, see there? See, there is a slight gap there. So all I want you to do, you two keep pulling that nice and tight. Can you do that?
That
little gap there, yeah. No, he can't do it. Why is it? Why can you not go through the little gap?
Because it's too little.
It's too little. Oh, it's too little. Okay, can we have a third person out to hold the string then? Come on then, Caleb. Come on. Let's see if we can make it a bit easier. Right, Caleb, if you hold the string there, you hold the string with one hand there, and you hold the string with one hand here, let's make a triangle. Right. Can you climb through the gap in the string now? Maybe lower it down a little bit for him. Right. Pull it over his head now. There we are. Thank you very much. Thank you. You can go back to your seats. This is just like the Royal Academy where they do the science lectures. You've just done the practical illustration to the point I'm about to make. When we had the piece of string and there was only two people holding it, there wasn't much of a gap, but when a third person held the string, it formed a kind of triangle, and it was much easier to get through the string. And it's a bit like that with God, because often we talk about God our Father and we talk about Jesus, and we forget about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity, the third part, third aspect of God. And all three are involved in being God. And so when we are realizing that God exists as Father, as Son, as Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, just like getting through or getting into the piece of string, all of a sudden we find it's much easier to come into the love of God. Very difficult when it's just two bits of string, and when we only understand God as maybe God the Father and as Jesus, it's harder for us to understand how God himself exists as a perfect relationship of love. And yet into that relationship of love, when the Spirit is involved too, we find it very easy to be part of and to experience God's love. So we're here this morning, and it's Trinity Sunday, and we're thinking about God as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit. So thank you for helping with that little illustration. How many of you enjoy going to the cinema, going to see a film at the pictures? You do. Well, I enjoy that as well. And I once went to a very, very small cinema, a very small cinema indeed. And they couldn't show whole films. They couldn't show full films because they were so small. And one time they showed Snow White and the Four Dwarfs. Another time Cecil B. DeMille's epic, The Seven Commandments. And more recently they showed The Lord of the Ring. You wouldn't go to the pictures, would you, to see two-thirds of a film, would you? That would be a bit silly. And yet sometimes in the church we worship God as though there's only two-thirds of God that we're worshipping. God the Father, that's easy. We can imagine God as the perfect Father, the loving Father, the Father who cares for us. We can imagine God as a Son. That's quite easy as well, because we know what children are. And we can imagine the Father having a Son, and we can picture from the Gospels, we can picture what Jesus is like. But God the Holy Spirit, who is he? Well, the Holy Spirit is God still at work on earth. And last Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, we were thinking about God sending the Holy Spirit to complete his work on earth, complete the work which Jesus started. And today is Trinity Sunday, and we focus on the whole of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we learn what it means to be a community of love. I've got one more illustration before we sing. And maybe someone who's not already been out to help who could come and help with that. Who would like to come and help? Come on then, out you come. Right. Did you have breakfast this morning before you came out? You did. Did you have an egg for breakfast? No. Sometimes people have eggs for breakfast, and I've brought along an egg this morning. Now, we need to be very careful with eggs, don't we? Because they're very messy if they break. Well, this is my final illustration for this part of our service, and it's an egg. And this is going to help us to remember that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because the egg protects the inside, doesn't it? So if I was to go over here and break it, it would make a terrible mess, wouldn't it? What about over here? Here we go. Ready? Oh, it didn't break. It's boiled. I've taken precautions. And the cleaners are not going to be at all happy with me, because what we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to peel off the shell. And you see, the shell is the outermost part of the egg. And when we peel off the shell, what we discover inside the egg shell is the inside of the egg. Would you like to hold that? It's a bit slimy. A bit slimy. Right. Could you take this knife very carefully and cut this egg in half? Just cut it right down the middle. Thank you very much. Now, can you tell people what you see inside?
Yes.
What's inside this egg? We've got, what's this bit?
White.
There's a white bit, and what else is there?
Orange bit.
A kind of orangey-yellow bit, the yolk. You see, in an egg, we've got the shell, we've got the white, and we've got the yolk. And yet we call it an egg. One egg. But the egg is three different parts. The shell, the white, and the yolk. And yet we don't call it, oh, that's an egg shell white yolk, do we? We call it an egg. And in the same way, we call God, God. And yet he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you very much for helping me with that. You can go back to your seat. Thank you. Sorry, cleaners. But at least it wasn't a runny egg. The egg has three parts: the shell, the white, the yolk, and yet all we call it is an egg. And in the same way we call God, God, and yet God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.